Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So I don't know if you got a chance to hear Andy and I earlier today talking about our new nickname for Dave Roberts.
Oh, no. What is it?
Dude Perfect.
Yeah,
because
no question.
They're just doing trick shots to win games.
It should be Dave
now.
Perfect.
It's like Dave Perfect.
Dave
is
Perfect.
Better.
I like
it's
that.
Perfect they're toying better. With the rest of the league at this
the
point.
The Mets were so fired up for last night. The fans are peaking.
I've
everybody's
got my
fired
tuba
up.
Ready to go for Edwin Diaz.
Exactly. The trumpets
Tommy
are lined
tuba.
Up.
Tuba.
Yeah.
Trumpet.
Trumpets.
Oh, trumpet.
Tuba is the one.
What, tuba,
the
trumpet.
Ohio State marching
I was,
band.
I knew it was brass.
They've got Heath Hembree and Jake Reed leading the charge. Yeah. I was like,
did you watch all the Jake Reed stuff afterwards?
I did. I felt it was
such
nice
a nice
see.
Guy.
It was.
Yeah.
He was choked up.
Yep.
Got his first career save. And when Kirsten Watson was interviewing him after the game, you could tell he was barely keeping it together.
And by the way, that guy had a 14 ERA when he pitched for the Mets this year. The guy that
put on a Dodger uniform and
night.
It all works out.
What in the world? Have you guys ever seen anything like that before? Where just merely
yes.
being in the presence
the
of
the 2001 Seattle Mariners, they won 116 games and then laid an egg.
That's not what I was getting
in the postseason.
I understand that the egg is still out there. It's
yes.
certainly possible. What I'm talking about, John, is this. You just put on our uniform. You are around our coaching staff. You are playing in our ballpark.
Yep.
And you are the best version of yourself instantly.
Well, Trace is the best example of that.
Yeah, Trace has been great.
Chris Taylor is an example of that.
Although he's really struggling.
Justin Turner is an example of that. You look at Evan Phillips as an example of that.
Evan
Blake
Phillips,
Trinan
yeah.
is an example of that. Max Muncy is. Yep. It's not one or two. There's a half a dozen or more. That they just show up and like, oh, I'll just make the All-Star team every
year. Yeah, it's interesting. It's sort of combined. It's three sort of categories. There's the guys that we developed. There's the guys that those kind of 4A guys that we've discovered, whether that be
Chris Taylor's
Max
perfect
Muncy,
example
Chris
of that.
Taylor, those guys. And then there are the big money guys, the gigantic pieces like Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts. But it's that combination and it's that culture that is the reason why they're so good.
They don't miss. I mean, you guys, tonight, there can only go one way where I think there's meaning. If the Dodgers knock Jacob DeGrom around today, it's like that. There's a statement there. But if DeGrom goes out there and locks him up, the Mets win the game 7-1. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, I think at this point, all the Dodgers are focused on is getting everybody right for the postseason. It's different from last year when you tried to play through the tape and win the division. Instead, this year, you've got, whatever, a 20-game lead. You can mess around. You got room to mess around. And by the way, I think I'm ready. I've been saying all along, Kimbrel. It's over.
Clearly.
It's over.
Clearly. He might not even make
he's
the team.
He shouldn't be on the postseason roster because I think he's either a closer or a bust, and it's bust.
Yeah. Why are you all SC'd up today?
Because we're getting ready Saturday.
Pre-gaming on a Wednesday.
Ready.
You got the hat. You got the Ren Spooner. You're fully SC'd.
Should you be wearing your game day wardrobe this close to the game? You're going to have an opportunity to wash it again?
I wanted to be able to show off.
Has he washed anything in the last year?
I want to be able to show off my game day
I would
wardrobe.
Argue in that heat. Given the sweat that's coming and the body odor that accompanies,
oh,
you want to at least start out fresh.
Now, we're going to be in the sun, too, because the USC – well, no, somebody –
Do you have seats for SC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Somebody, where are they?
I'm week by week.
Okay.
I'm on a week by week basis.
Okay, because – You want to be on the, what would that be, the north side of the stadium.
I had people tell me, it doesn't matter
he's
where
not.
You are.
He's behind the SC bench.
I'm
you want to be behind
SC
the visitor's
right.
bench.
Right.
But I was told also you can't really
hide from it.
You can't hide from it. That the sun is the sun. I know when we were at the Coliseum and we were doing Rams games, we're at Rams games, the sun was at our back, and that was the visitor's sideline, so I may have gone wrong. But I wanted to be on the USC side. We're really close to the student section, which will be fun and rowdy and all that kind of stuff.
John, are you a Ren Spooner and hat kind of guy?
No, I've never seen Mason look older than he does today.
Hey!
What did Bergman write about him? Bergman, what did you
I don't know.
What did you write about Mason?
I said you're officially every 65-year-old dad supporting their kid at the college.
Oh, screw you.
It is a very eat dinner at 4:30.
Screw
yeah, it is.
By the way, let's not throw shade at 4:30.
I grew up in Newport Beach. A lot of people dressed exactly like Mason today. They're just all 30 years older.
You need
than
the Cardinal Sansa belt slacks to go with that and you'll fit right
in. I love my new gear. Love my new gear.
Where do you stand on a 4:30 dinner?
As long as he can eat in bed, I think he's good.
If I'm eating with mom and not stepdad Leo, chances are it is dinner hour. But otherwise, I eat at a normal time. I'm not going to the bargain buffet.
You get into Denny's the early bird special. Yeah, right?
When does hometown get wild?
Hometown buffet. Have you ever been to one?
I have never been to
they
one.
They are actually so good.
Did they go away? After the pandemic, I think the pandemic killed them.
I know the pandemic killed Soup Plantation.
Soup Plantation went away. But I was at a buffet at the Mission Inn in Riverside a few weeks back, and they're still doing buffets. The buffet did not die the way we thought it was going to die.
I'm okay with the buffet.
Neither is the handshake. Yeah. Nothing really fundamentally changed after that 2.5 years.
We're back
to normal.
We're doing whatever we want.
It was great. Like
I still try and avoid handshakes.
Do you really?
Do you?
I always put the fist bump out first.
But if somebody comes out and has their
hand. Then I do it. But I normally, if I sense it is a situation where a handshake may be coming, I try to do a preemptive fist bump.
Yes,
or,
absolutely.
As Michael and I tried to adopt, it didn't catch on. The bow. Did you see this? My cutout is me starting a bow.
I didn't notice until you pointed it out. But it is.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Why are your cutouts in here?
We don't know. The
we're obviously very big stars.
Yeah,
clearly.
No, I know they took the Riverside Police Department was here yesterday, and they took all the Laker cutouts and brought them in there. So maybe these were just the two that were laying around somewhere.
Mace, when was the last time you had that suit on that wasn't that photo shoot?
Boy, I tell you, I look fat in that.
You look serious.
Yeah, I look serious. You look fat.
I don't think fat so much. Serious for sure.
I haven't worn a suit and no. I wore a suit to somebody's wedding in Puerto Rico last year.
All
right. So I did wear a suit then, but I go out of my way to not wear a suit, and I never wear a tie.
Did anyone here go to Carlo's wedding? Funches, did you go? Bergman, you went, right?
Funches did.
Yeah,
did everybody wear suits?
Yes.
It was a middle of the day wedding, right?
No tie for me. But no tie for Funch.
Seven course meal.
Did anyone wear a tie other than like the groomsman and the groom?
Morales is wearing a tie, but that's what Morales does.
He always wears ties.
Ties are kind of out, right?
You don't see
a lot of ties.
I don't own one.
Do you wear a tie when you do the Laker games?
I did for years, and then when the pandemic hit and we were just walking over there, I graduated to two things I don't wear anymore. Don't wear ties, and I don't wear dress shoes. I wear dress sneakers, which have become kind of a thing.
It's not a bad way to go.
I still wear suits.
It's not a bad way to go. Hit those guys with that trade that you were talking about earlier.
Okay, there was a report from Hoops Hype, Michael Scotto, really good NBA reporter.
And Jovan Buba. Buba was in this too. Jovan Buba.
But that's Bobo, which we're going to talk about in a second.
I screw up his name every single time.
Buha. That, you know, there were early talks between the Lakers and the Pacers. We all know there are these rumored deals with Russell Westbrook, maybe the two picks, 27, 20, 29, going to Indiana for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. There were, Scotto was reporting that initially the Pacers wanted THT included.
Yeah.
THT obviously went to Utah for Patrick Beverley, but also they wanted the Lakers to take on Daniel Tice. They wanted them to take back Daniel Tice. He's owed like
2 years, 18.
Yeah, something like that. Lakers said no.
Still get Hield and Turner?
Yes.
And they were adding
Hield,
Tice.
Turner and Tice.
And
Tice isn't terrible, by the way.
No, he's not terrible. And it's a manageable contract.
Right.
2 years, 18.
Right. But he would have been counting AD, their fifth center, and you would be losing THT, which means no Patrick Beverley. This would be the all of your assets in one move. They were right to turn that down.
This is the way you get rid of Russell Westbrook, though. You don't have another taker for your principal operating order.
Why not?
I think
because
it
what
be.
Does it accomplish?
It let me flip the question on you. If Russ is on the team when the season starts, how's your season going?
Not very good. But my point is, I think even if you flip him, they're better under this scenario, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question that they're better, but how much better? They go from a 7-8-9 to a 5-6-7. That's what it feels like. It feels like you've gotten better, but you haven't fixed what the problem is, which is how do we get back into a championship caliber? This is a move around the edge.
So it comes down to Heald and Turner or Patrick Beverley. That's sort of what
I don't want to get Westbrook out just to get Westbrook out.
Well, the way I look at it is, you know, this
thing. For what though, Mace?
Just to clear the space.
Yeah, Travis, since Michael's here, I'll say something. He said to me once, you're not playing with enough of that E word, urgency.
I'm thinking energetic.
That's what I was too. Urgency. I think energetic, urgency. Here's the thing. You got LeBron for 2 years. Probably that's it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you might get him for a third. And if you're waving the white flag saying, it's not that bad, we can go back through what we did last year again, I don't get it. Well, I don't get why you would want to go back to what you did last year.
There's a couple things, though. First of all,
I don't want to have what we had last year for three more years, four more years, five more years. And the more assets, as Andy says, that you don't have to fix it ultimately, the longer you're nowhere.
You can only trade the assets once.
Correct.
And the Lakers are in a position because they have so few assets because they've given up so many along the way, not just in the Westbrook deal, but other ones as well.
Westbrook and AD pretty much wiped them out.
Yeah. They have to be very particular with how they go about doing this. Now, if you think you're going to be competitive enough with Buddy Hield and Miles Turner, where say you're like a fifth seed, where a couple breaks go your way, you can maybe get yourself in that mix, or you feel like you've got a higher ceiling,
right?
Then okay, make that deal. If you are okay with that as the potential ceiling of your team. I think if your goal is championship or bust, I don't think there's a move they can make, but I don't think that should be the realistic goal.
But certainly the 27 and 29 picks should not be the reason why they don't make a deal. I mean, honestly, if you think about how far that is into the future, Rob Pelinka will likely not be the general manager in 2027.
That's fine, but that's a Rob Pelinka problem. That shouldn't be a Jeannie Buss problem. Like, Rob Pelinka's future with this team is not Jeannie Buss's problem. So she has to be thinking about this beyond just Rob Pelinka's job security. Like, because she has to sign off on whatever they do.
But they got to be in all-in mode right now.
They already went all in with Russ.
Well, honestly, that's a better team with Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. If that trade was out there,
Travis, I'm surprised you. So you admit it's better. You admit that you're either getting better or you're getting worse. So you admit this makes them better, but you don't want to do it because it doesn't make them better enough. That's a backwards way of thinking. You've got LeBron. You still want to trade LeBron, right?
I don't want to trade LeBron, but I don't want to do everything that could potentially be detrimental 2 years from now, 4 years from now, because you're trying to shoehorn one last shot at LeBron in here.
I think if LeBron and AD are healthy all of a sudden, I think we're going to be in great shape. I don't think this is a washed season the way you do.
No. Yeah, either do I. They basically won the title with LeBron, AD, and a bunch of guys. All right. That's what they have now.
Yeah, but you see, that attitude, a bunch of guys, is in part what led them to where they are now. They have the right mix of guys around LeBron and AD.
In 2020.
And LeBron and AD had outlier health seasons.
In a short season, too.
Not only that.
And time off.
That's the part. They won a championship. I get it that they did, and I'm not saying it's not a real one. The circumstances leading to that were incredibly favorable to the Lakers. That the two guys that you have to have the most healthy got a 2 month break right before you had to hit the gas. That since then, when you've had to play a more traditional schedule, neither one of those guys have been able to stay as healthy as you would like. This is going to be another
traditional
schedule.
And there were a bunch of guys too, like maybe it was all role players with Kuzma and KCP, Danny Green, Caruso, JaVale McGee.
Right, right.
But they were role players that fit to build an identity. You know, they were role players that you could create a defensive identity.
Then you threw a bunch of guys together last year. Didn't work.
I'm going to change the subject here real quick. Have either of you guys ever seen Andy's dog in person by chance?
No.
So I've not had the pleasure.
This is Bobo. This is Andy's dog.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind of dog is that,
He's
Andy?
Some type of pit mix. He's about 80 pounds.
Okay. Get a good look at Bobo.
Yeah.
Andy, would you like to take it from here?
Okay. Whenever my wife or I are walking the dog, the dog gets stopped all the time by strangers, and they always use the same word to describe him, which is handsome. Handsome. It's always handsome.
Yeah.
So we've become like very proud parents. It's not just us. Everybody thinks our dog's handsome. We are trying to come up with the human handsome equivalent of our dog. And my wife, and I think she nailed this, landed on James Garner. I think he reminds
dog
me.
Looks like James
Bobo
Garner.
Bobo look like James Garner.
You know what?
Yes.
That's the right answer.
It actually.
I'm kind of with Andy here.
It actually. You
a
know what?
Bit.
Right, I expect on. The Rockford Files theme to start playing. Well,
I'll show on. You another pick too, because my wife got upset. She didn't think that was a good enough all picture.
Right. By the way, I have a great James
hold
Garner
on. Hold
story.
On. You're telling me that dog doesn't look like
no,
James
it's
Garner.
Good. It's all good. Right.
So I've become friends with Kevin Conley, the guy who played E on Entourage, sure. The actor, and he was in The Notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
oh,
he had a
yeah.
small role in The Notebook.
Oh, people cry at the end
so
of that movie.
So he became pretty good friends with Ryan Gosling. They hung out a lot together on that movie. And you remember, if you remember The Notebook, James Garner and Jenna Rollins
yeah.
play an older version of Ryan Gosling
and Rachel McAdams.
And Rachel McAdams, okay? And so early in the movie, Gosling realizes that they said, hey, you've got to wear blue contacts because Garner has blue eyes and Gosling has brown eyes. And he said, oh. He goes, well, I'm in like 100 scenes and James Garner's in like 5. Why don't we have James Garner wear the brown? Because he's in 5 scenes and I'm, you know, I don't have to do this every day. And the director says, yeah, why don't you go ask James Garner? So Gosling does. He walks over and he goes, hey, man, it's a pleasure to meet you. I mean, I know you're an acting legend. And he pitches his idea. You know, it would make it a lot easier on me if I didn't have to put these blue contacts in every single day. I got like, you know, I got like 4 months of shooting. And Garner looks at him and goes, kid, everybody knows Garner has blue eyes. And he walks out.
That's awesome.
That and Gosling had to wear the contacts.
By the way, Jenna Rollins, pop culture.
Yeah.
Culture Pop Podcast.
Yeah, Culture Pop Podcast. Yeah.
Rockford Files.
There's Rockford
absolutely.
Files.
His yeah. little gold Firebird that
yeah.
he used to cruise around in.
Yeah. So yeah, our dog is James Garner.
James
He's
Garner.
James Garner of the dog name.
I like it.
Named Bobo. Mason Bobo. And Ireland is next. Super Crosstalk's brought to you by Coors Light. Keeping Southern California chill all season long.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Wasn't that the open from yesterday?
Yeah. I said Morales really is on vacation.
Yeah, wow, yeah. He's mailing it in. Yeah. Okay.
What's up, people? Vacation. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who bet real money. Real money.
Not mythical money.
Not mythical money.
Okay.
$1,000 out of his pocket on USC this Saturday against Rice.
What's the spread?
The line is 33.5. 33
yeah,
and a
I wouldn't
half.
Do it. I wouldn't do what your friend did because you never
many
know.
Many points.
Right. And you never know if the offense is going to click right out of the gate. I think they're going to be great eventually. But you never know. They haven't played against another team yet.
Yeah,
you know,
it's good to be hesitant. Give me 10,000 mythical dollars on USC minus 33.5 over the Rice Owls and Owl
wow.
Nation. Owl Nation, they
right.
call them.
What is the spread in the UCLA Bowling Green game?
Bruins minus 23.
Okay, give me.
No, we've already done this, John.
What?
You what? Have Bowling Green plus 28.5.
Right, that's what I wanted. I was going to do
oh,
that
Oh, you
now.
Got the old
I already,
number.
I already got it.
You got okay. the good number.
Yeah, and right. we bet against each other. I have UCLA minus 28.5.
All right,
okay,
good.
So bigger
for $10,000.
You're is betting our, on DTR in his small hands,
his
Greg?
His teeny tiny little hands, yes.
Yeah. What is what's the mythical money standings? Because we're just it's getting like ready to gambling
Jorge
season.
Jorge has like 200 grand and the rest of us are all hanging on no, by 300.
200 grand. What do you think he is?
300.
No, Jorge has 311. $7,000.
Whoa!
Well, you should look into being like an actual gambler.
Nah.
Yeah. Swag. Come on, man.
Mason has 105,000. John, you have 101,500, and I have 90,000. There are some outstanding bets, though. So yes. Mason has $15,000 riding on will he face paint for the Rams home opener.
Oh, good. He's not doing it. That'll be 15. So, he'll take that in the wall.
He'll lose
I'm,
it. But
you
we, but
think if, I'm not going to?
I do. Think you're so, not going to. It's going to be like, well, you're going to be indoors, but it's going to be super hot that day.
And we each get $5,000 if he doesn't do it. Okay. All three of us.
Okay.
But and, I don't lose 15 if I don't
yes,
do it.
Yes, you do. Oh, of course God. You do. Why wouldn't you? Don't yeah. get it if you're not going to lose it.
Oh, man. How did I even make that bet? I'm not a face
do
paint
guy. Do we have
guy.
A show that day, Greg?
Yes. We have a short show leading into
yes,
Rams pregame.
So how long is that show?
Two and a half hours.
That's a decent size. Sure.
Long enough to allow me to get to SoFi Stadium for the game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Friday's the golf tournament. Next week's a gigantic week.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround. Bergman, did you get us clearance to play super early at the golf tournament?
I sure did, John Ireland. 6 o'clock in the morning, me and you are going out there.
Six o'clock in the morning.
So
yes,
I'm going to stay up. I'm going to watch a Ram game. I'll grab 2 hours of sleep and then straight to the golf course.
That sounds awful. 6 a.m.
Oh, it's going to be great. It'll be before the sun gets hot. It'll be awesome.
You know, we'll get through in like 3 hours.
Sometimes I'll have a
We're
podcast.
We're going to be able to play twice, Greg.
Sometimes I'll have a podcast at like 9 a.m. and I'm like, oh, God, 9 a.m. I'm terrible early in the day.
So last night.
Juan says I don't say anything all morning long and I'm a total crank, which is actually
I was going to say.
Accurate.
I think that's an accurate description.
Yeah.
So last night I watched the Dodger game.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers are bringing in pitchers I've never heard of before that are pitching the eighth, pitching the ninth. That's all working. And it ends, I don't know, like 7, 7:30.
Yep.
And I'm working on the email to you guys.
Yep.
And I say, Hard Knocks is on. So I watch Hard Knocks. And I said, I better go to bed. I was getting up early today. And I went, well, the Tim Donaghy thing is out on Netflix. Did any of you guys watch that?
I did.
All right.
It was fantastic.
I did not.
It leaves you with a lot of questions.
Really?
I don't know if I got questions.
You don't?
No, I got answers. I am very sure.
Wait, what
was
your biggest takeaway?
That David Stern totally screwed that whole thing up for the FBI?
I think exactly the opposite.
No.
Explain this. Hang on.
So I think David Stern did a masterclass in what you do if your sport is in serious trouble.
Buried it, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
But, Greg, think about it. Had that thing gone to trial?
There'd be no NBA right now.
Right. David Stern was brilliant.
So how can you think he did the wrong thing?
Because he stopped the FBI from getting all of the other
NBA
referees.
No, he didn't. He got that case settled. Oh. How did he stop the FBI? He basically said,
you're telling me that after everything you saw, that
right.
guys like Scott Foster mm-hmm. were not involved in any of that?
I don't know.
Lone gunman!
Well, I don't know if Tim Donaghy was a lone gunman, but what I would compliment Stern on, if I was, like, Stern works for the owners. If I was an owner, if I was Steve Ballmer, I would say, hey, you saved the league, David Stern.
Right.
That was a stroke of genius. He basically, these guys weren't cooperating at all.
When you say the referees were not cooperating?
Okay, so Donaghy went to high school with these two guys who were like basically professional gamblers.
Okay.
He got on the wrong side of them. He was giving them tips. He's picking games.
One of them like bird poop.
He went 37-10 as a prognosticator. So they made
wow.
millions off him.
Yeah.
So then the FBI is tapping phones for another case they're working on.
Okay.
And they overhear, we can make that money up on the NBA bets. We've got a ref in our pocket. And that says the NBA, they say, who's the ref? And they say, it's Tim Donaghy. So then the FBI starts looking into Donaghy.
Right.
And everything that's happening. And they're not telling the NBA yet. So then they finally decide, okay, we're going to tell the NBA what's going on, get them to cooperate with us, and the NBA says, okay, we'll cooperate. You can have whatever you want. You can have our game tapes. You can have access to all our people. You can talk to anybody you want.
Right.
Donaghy at this point has been pulled off. They, you know, it's kind of gone public. There was a leak.
Yep.
So he wasn't officiating anymore. But the NBA says, look, you guys do whatever you want. And while they're investigating it, David Stern basically gets this thing to go away. He basically settles with Donaghy, settles with these other guys. The one guy.
When you say the other guys, you mean
they were going to court, and he cut, and all of a
other
sudden,
referees?
No, all other gamblers, table. All the people,
all the gamblers. Okay.
And next thing you know, none of these guys are cooperating witnesses anymore. Stern basically maneuvered this to get this whole thing to go away, and then he put the narrative out there, and this is what Greg's talking about, that Tim Donaghy was a lone gunman.
Acted alone, yeah.
What did he say? Rogue criminal.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah, rogue criminal. And this came out on Netflix yesterday, so you guys kind of watch it.
Oh, it just started.
It's
okay.
By the way, it's part of this series on Netflix called Untold.
Okay.
That's the banner of it. And the one last week was great with Manti Te'o.
Oh, that was the one. I didn't like
that
one.
And this is the new one with Tim Donaghy.
Yeah.
The best one was the one with the hockey team.
That one was great.
That one was great.
But wait, do you think that he leaked it? Do you think he leaked the FBI report? David Stern.
I don't know, but I don't think he's upset that it got leaked.
Yeah. I mean,
put it that way.
Because 52 different referees said that they were gambling on just gambling in general.
Right.
And none of them else were implicated.
52 referees were gambling?
In the NBA.
There's a rule if you're an official that you're not supposed to gamble anywhere. You're not supposed to go to a casino.
Right.
You're not supposed to bet on the NFL. 52 of them admitted to casino gambling.
Of 60.
But
just casino gambling,
well,
though.
But I mean, Donaghy was the only one who admitted betting on the NBA.
Yeah. Basketball's got to be the easiest game to fix. Without changing the outcome. Easy game to fix without changing the outcome.
What did they say last night, Greg? That Donaghy said he could shave any game within 6 points either way, right?
Yep, either
Which
way.
Would seem believable.
And also Scott
can't
Foster.
Can't do it in football. Can't do it. I mean, basketball well, I was thinking is
about,
where
okay,
it is.
So I was thinking about the Scott Foster thing. Scott Foster and Donaghy. Best friends. Went to the same high school.
They were talking at halftime.
Came up in, and they talked several times a day.
Okay.
And Foster was exonerated. They examined Foster and he was exonerated. But I was thinking about something. Mason, if I was masterminding a criminal enterprise.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good.
You think you're
a kingpin?
Yeah. You think you would know? Is there a way, as much time as we spend together, is there a way that you should know if I'm up to no good?
Okay. Answer that question next.
Oh, as a matter of fact, we haven't thrown at Mason my ethical dilemma from last week. I don't even know if he knows.
Definitely don't.
Ooh, do it next.
Okay, do it next. Okay. Do it next. Hey, stream live sports and original content with ESPN Plus today. You get access to the award-winning 30 for 30 library, unrivaled UFC access, including exclusive pay-per-views, live coverage of 35 PGA Tour events every year, and thousands of hours of college sports. Get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle today. Watch ESPN Originals, the 30 for 30s, the whole Disney, Marvel library, more. Stream anytime, anywhere. Go to ESPNLABundle.com to learn more. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's 100% true. I watched Selling the O.C. last night, at least one
episode.
How would I describe?
Now, I love Alex.
Yes.
She's my new favorite.
Yes.
How would I describe her presentation, Mace?
I would call her fashion forward.
In what way?
That's not what you said in the conference room, Mace.
I would call her very much liberty is shown in her attire.
In what sense?
She...
I'll just say it. They're just out there.
Oh, yeah, they are.
She just puts them out there.
In every single... And it's a different...
And no matter what outfit she's wearing, it's like she leaves...
It's crazy.
I don't even know how you phrase it.
Yeah,
she
I know.
She just puts them out there.
She puts them out there.
She's proud of them. If I had those, I would be proud of them, too, I
and
think.
By the way, and you know what? She is... It's every single scene. It's, like, there's not a scene where
fantastic.
Alex is like, buttoned up.
Good way of putting it.
That's a great way of putting it.
So, what is it? Why do people not like my USC Trojan shirt? My new
I
USC
like it a
shirt?
Lot. You remind me of Paul Salata when he was 90.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Paul, that was Paul's shirt. Favorite shirt until he passed away.
You literally are every single dad that goes to the Coliseum.
Yeah, you do. You look like you look 30 years older
so,
than you actually are.
So, Boss Amanda on Instagram, you look like every 60-something USC alum. Oh, wait. You didn't even go there. I would like to point out, I did not go there. I did not go to USC, but I did own the University Village 3 movie theaters for 25 years.
It's kind of your adopted school.
I did.
As this weekend proves, you're blowing off Bowling Green,
true.
Your actual alma mater, to go to a game 10 miles away.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so a couple of things. I asked you a question before the break.
Yes.
If I was up to something sinister, matter of fact, I'll take it. If I was leading a double life. Okay, if I had...
You had a family somewhere else? Like one of those
that
deals?
That wasn't Lisa and
like
Jack.
You had a family in Manhattan Beach and one in Venice.
Right.
Back and forth.
Would you know about it? Because I feel strongly I know the answer to this.
The answer is no.
I agree.
I would have no idea.
You
could be Walter White and I would have
right.
no idea.
Mason could be literally leaving a complete double life, and I'd have no idea. You could have a whole other relationship besides the one
correct.
You have with Juan.
And you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
No.
I don't look at your phone.
No.
So this goes back to the Scott Foster, Tim Donaghy thing. I don't necessarily think because they talked several times a day.
Right.
That means Foster knew what Donaghy was up to. He may have.
Oh,
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. That's
come on, man.
You think he knew Donaghy was betting thousands of dollars on games?
Not only do I think he knew, I think he was doing it too. They were talking.
Okay, Greg, if that's true, why would the NBA let him ref big games? Yeah,
because
he's the finals.
They made Tim Donaghy the lone gunman. Or
right.
the lone the,
right,
the,
if,
the lone
still,
rogue criminal.
Rogue
still,
criminal
if,
or whatever it is.
If they knew Scott Foster was doing what Tim Donaghy was doing, why wouldn't they just get rid of Scott Foster?
Look at Scott Foster's history.
Because then it's an epidemic.
Right. Then there's two.
Right,
two.
Right now it's a rogue criminal. If it's more than one ref, it's like, oh, man,
okay.
All these guys.
Ask Chris yeah. Paul how he games. Feels about Scott Foster.
Yeah, that's true. He never wins when Scott Foster refs. Okay,
it's like
so
0-15.
This was my ethical dilemma. Well, okay. First of all, Mace, let me ask you this. When we get paid
yes.
by ESPN, do you monitor that?
No.
Or does someone else?
I do not monitor that.
When's the last time you looked at your pay stub?
97.
Same here. Lisa handles all of our finances.
Yeah, I've got a business manager. Checks go to there. Okay. I don't even know what's coming in.
Okay, so I may be screwing you by even telling this
yeah.
story, but I'll tell it anyway.
Okay.
So we're in Idaho.
Okay.
And Lisa comes to me, and she says, I got to show you something. And she pulls up my pay history for the last 6 weeks.
Right.
She said, they are paying you twice.
Really?
She said, they're paying you your old contract,
mm-hmm.
which they haven't canceled.
Okay.
And they're paying you your new contract, which started July 1st.
Okay.
So basically, at the time we caught it, for 6 weeks, I was being paid double.
Whoa.
And she said,
I'm sure that's not going on with me.
Okay. That's why I said I might have just screwed you. But, so I presented this dilemma
yep.
to the show. Greg and Jorge both say, I am a chump. So, oh, I left a part out. So after she pointed this out to me, it was on a Sunday night.
Right.
I immediately took a screenshot of it and sent it to Scott McCarthy.
Okay. That's very noble and the right thing to do.
Not according to Greg and Jorge. And not according to a lot of people, actually. I ran it by another guy today I played golf with.
Yes.
He goes, no, he said, you could, he said, are you serious that you don't look at that? I go, I haven't looked. No, Lisa looks at it. I don't look at it. And he goes, why not just write it out? You could have ridden it out for 3 years and maybe leave the company.
Eventually somebody would figure that out,
okay,
wouldn't they?
So when Scott McCarthy got a hold of it,
yep.
he put me in touch with Disney Payroll.
Yeah.
Very nice woman in Florida. And she said, okay. So she gave me a choice. She said, you can write us a check. She said, first of all, this is exactly what's happening.
Right.
We forgot to cancel your old contract. That's why you're getting paid double.
Yes.
Here's what you should have received.
You were making twice as much as me.
Right. So here's what you should have received. We've overpaid you by X amount.
Yes.
You can either write us a check
mm-hmm.
for this, or we can just take it out of your next five paychecks. I said, well, just take it out of my next five paychecks.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want to write you guys a check. And so they did. And I said to her, okay, now that I've come clean.
Mm-hmm. Did the right thing. Noble right thing to do.
Had I not come clean, would you have eventually, or would someone at payroll eventually have caught this?
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, I'm going to answer your question in two parts. I said, okay. She goes, first, you did what I would have done. I couldn't knowingly be getting paid double.
Yeah.
So I think you handled this properly. But I also think there are probably people at this company that are benefiting from their
double payment,
their lack of honesty when you. So she goes,
"Whoa,
I have no way of knowing if we would have caught it."
Yeah,
am I a chump?
No, because I
knowing
think
it, all that, now,
I think it eventually catches up to you. At some point, somebody somewhere is going to notice.
Okay, then when it does, I could just say, "Oh, well, I'm so sorry." Yeah, just. What do I owe you?
Pay it all back over a period of time? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I intend to immediately not check with my business manager.
So you agree with Jorge and Greg?
Well, no, but I will. I will check.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
No, you won't.
Jorge, look at Jorge.
No, you won't, man.
Yes, I will. I'm an honest guy.
Now, I would think, but see, you weren't being dishonest. Before I told you, this isn't something
you monitor. Right, I have no idea. I do not keep track of this stuff at all.
I think when I pointed out their error, mm-hmm. being that we're partners, they went and checked you.
I don't think so.
But I don't know, and it's not your responsibility to have them do that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. If I did nothing,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah. And just accepted double payment.
Correct. For however long it lasted. Maybe it lasts the entire length of the contract.
Right.
Did I do anything wrong?
Yes.
What did I do wrong?
You're a grifter.
But I didn't.
If you know it's going on, then you're a grifter and a cheat. If you don't, you're just oblivious. That's a different case. But in this case.
I was oblivious.
You were oblivious until Lisa told you. Yeah. But no, I think you're a grifter if you don't say anything. I like that word, grifter. A grifter.
Wasn't that a really good movie with
Annette Grifters.
Bening?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Annette Bening's got a scene in there.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. What popped into my head was the scene from, of all movies, The Legend of Bagger Vance. Okay? Not a very good golf movie.
No, it's not. It's actually just not a very good movie.
At the end.
That's Matt Damon,
Matt
right?
Matt Damon is golfing against Bobby Jones and Walter Hagen, two of the greatest golfers of all time. And he's tied with them on the last hole. And he goes to address his ball, and by accident, he makes it move.
Mm.
But if it moves, you got to count it.
Yeah, right.
And he looks around, and there's a kid caddying for him, like 11, 12-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And he goes, that ball moved. And the kid goes, it did not move. And Matt Damon goes, it moved. He goes, look. The kid goes, look, I'm the only one here. I say it didn't move.
But you know.
And Matt Damon said, and the kid, you can tell Matt Damon is trying to decide, do I report this to another person? And the kid goes, you are tied for the lead with Walter Hagen and Bobby Jones. Nobody saw this. Nobody hit the ball and play. No one, and the last thing the kid says is, no one will ever know. And as soon as he says that, you can see a light bulb goes off in Matt Damon's head. He goes, Artie, I'll know.
Yep.
And that's what I thought about with this.
Yeah.
Nobody. There's a good chance nobody ever would have known.
But you would have to live with it.
I would have known.
Right.
And I think I would have been uncomfortable.
Well,
with
I always say it's like the look in the mirror test. You got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and think, I'm doing the right things. I'm doing More good than bad.
But I question, I mean, since this was their mistake and not mine, I'm questioning if I ever did the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like bank makes error in your favor.
Right, right.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. It is Ireland's wheel today. Michael Thompson's going to be stopping in today. That means it's MT's game. Have we called it a month? Because Bergman clinched?
Yeah, this is the start of a new month.
So August, I end up winning nothing.
Donuts.
I did not win a single game. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, this is based on a true story that actually happened.
Nice.
A random couple was getting married at a hotel, and they ran into Keanu Reeves in the lobby. They invited him to the wedding.
Yes.
So Keanu put on a suit and showed up.
Wow.
Who would you most like to see, assume anyone you ask says yes, mm-hmm. as a celebrity guest at your wedding? Jorge?
David Beckham.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Maybe he'd bring Posh and get a bunch of paparazzi.
David Beckham.
Favorite soccer player.
David Beckham at Jorge's
Bergman?
Well, nobody, because I'm not getting married again.
Well,
except
the premise. I know, a big party you're throwing. And by the way, if you meet an heiress, you're absolutely getting married. That's the only way you get the money.
That's true. So then, then I will want somebody. Let's see. How about somebody like, I would take Kershaw. Let's have Kershaw come hang out.
You know, Kershaw showed up at the U.S. Open tennis tournament today.
Everybody
was freaking out. Yeah, it's right
next
to the
Mets. Yeah, that's right.
Stadium.
Yeah.
So, Mace, who, what?
Ooh, Shaq. Shaq would have been a good one.
Oh, Shaq is great. Barkley would be great. I'll go, I'm going to go George Clooney because I think anywhere he goes, it's cool.
Yeah, see, now, I would.
Clooney and Amal.
I would normally answer any question like this as I would invite Kate Beckinsale, but the
Alex
problem is
from Selling the OC.
That's what I'll do. Bergman, that Alex from Selling the OC is bordering on it. Yes. And she's bordering on an heiress. She was like their top sales. She sells like $20 million homes. And as one of our tweeters pointed out, what we were trying to say, let's just say she's always driving with her brights on. If you know what I mean.
Jesus, Ireland. We always know what you mean.
Greg, she's rich, she's attractive, and she has that quality. What's not to like?
I mean, I'm totally fine. So what's her name? What's her phone number?
Alex
her address?
Google her.
Alex Hall.
Alex Hall, Selling the OC. Google
all right.
her.
By the way, some of those houses...
They're all in Corona del Mar.
They are a joke, man. That is some fancy-ass stuff they got.
That one guy had a retractable roof.
Oh, yeah, the retractable roof over the bed so you could sit
and
under
the
stars.
Rotates.
And the bed rotates. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Who does that stuff? That was like $101 million or something.
No, more.
Was it?
$120 million. Right on the water.
$120 million. It's amazing. All right, so we're talking. First of all, I'm wearing my cool USC shirt.
I don't know if cool's the word I would use.
Cool. Shut up.
You do. That was Paul's favorite shirt.
It's a great
shirt.
The
Ren Spooner SC shirt.
It's a great shirt. So there's a story out right now that USC has become the most hated team in all of college football.
Yeah, as part of that story, I read that story. The guy said that if you polled most Oklahoma football fans and USC was playing Texas, who would they root for? And he says they would hold their nose and root for Texas.
Yep.
That's how mad they are at Lincoln Riley.
Well, he's got 14 transfers in there this year.
Right.
So come from all, Jordan Addison from Pitt and Mario Williams and Caleb Williams from Oklahoma and on the list goes. So, yeah, of course, we stole all your good players.
I actually don't think it's a bad thing if USC is hated.
Agreed.
you know, there's
we're not here to be friends. We're here to win national right. championships.
I think that it's good for the sport if you have a villain.
Yep.
And if USC fits the bill, more power to them. I don't think Lincoln Riley's worried about it. I don't think USC's worried about it. They still have to play the games. Their job is to show up on Saturdays.
Oh!
Look who's here! It's the great Michael Thompson.
MT!
Now, is it true that you're actually hosting the afternoon show? Besides doing Game of Games with us, you're hosting the afternoon show today?
Yeah, Lindsay suckered me into working with Ramona today.
What do you mean? Working with Ramona is a pleasure.
It is if she was here now.
Yeah, he doesn't want to stay here till
7. Yeah, you don't want to hang around.
Well, I guess I figure I'll make the most of it after the show.
Yeah, I mean, I heard you on the morning show. Now you're on our show.
He's trying to break
the
record for most consecutive
shows.
So yeah, since I'm coming up here and making me work this long, I might as well go to Fleming's and treat myself to a nice meal.
There you go. Now, by the way, Michael, do you think USC cares if people hate him?
Oh, no. They should welcome it, like you said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring on the hate.
Because people hate Notre Dame, right? For like, you know, unless you're
They hate the Cowboys. They hate the
Cowboys. Yeah. I mean, you know, you want to be. It's cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to be one of the hated teams.
That means you matter. Nobody hates my Gophers. I wish they did.
No, nobody hates the Gophers.
Matter of fact, Bowling Green beat
Minnesota last year.
I thought P.J. Fleck was going to, like, turn around Minnesota.
Yeah, I thought so,
what
too.
Happened?
He's too busy rowing the boat. Instead of coaching.
That boat sunk at the bottom of Lake Minnetonka. Exactly.
You know, do you think – okay, so obviously everybody's got super high expectations for USC this year. A lot of people.
Yeah.
How many wins do you think – Lincoln Riley needs to rack up?
They have 12 games before 12, a bowl 12 game.
Games, yeah.
Are you talking Final Four expectations or just Rose Bowl?
You know, I have Final Four expectations. I don't know if everybody else does, but I do. I mean, I just look at the schedule.
I think they're going to lose 3 games.
I think they're going to lose 1.
Well, if they lose 1, that takes them to the Final Four.
So here's the schedule. Rice.
Win.
At Stanford. They're going to win.
I would say win, yeah.
Fresno State,
win.
At Oregon State,
win.
Arizona State at the Coliseum,
win.
Washington State at the Coliseum,
win.
At Utah,
loss.
At Arizona,
win.
Home to Cal,
win.
Home to Colorado,
win.
At UCLA,
loss.
No! Really? And then home to Notre Dame.
Yeah, Greg, what was the score last year? 62-20 or something?
Beat down is all I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't even talk about the
dark
days.
Yeah, so that would be 10-2.
10-2.
I thought they were going to lose 3 games. So the 2 I have them losing, they probably there's a loss in there I don't see coming.
Well, I think they're going to lose either to either
Stanford,
Utah or
they
Notre
Dame. They
don't
play Dame. Notre Dame? When did they play Notre Dame?
Last week of the season.
But they could lose that game,
Thanksgiving
too.
Weekend.
You know what's weird, Michael? Notre Dame is ranked 5th in the country, and they're a 19-point underdog to Ohio State on Saturday.
You know, I'm so sick of Notre Dame. They are always 12-1 or 13-0 going into the Final Four, and they get beat by 60-10.
Right.
You know, no. They should not be invited to the Final Four anymore. They just can't compete with
the SEC teams. They're not competitive when they get there.
No, they just get ran over.
Well, it's because they don't play the same schedule as everybody else.
It's a joke. They only get in because of their name and because of their soft schedule.
Well, the name, though, it is marquee value.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, they're a big star program. I'm looking at their schedule. That Notre Dame always plays, I think, a really easy schedule.
Yep, exactly.
Well, they always play Michigan. This year they're playing Ohio State.
This year they're playing Ohio State, and they're not playing Michigan.
Right, which is harder.
So they open Ohio State, then Marshall, Cal, North Carolina, BYU, Stanford, UNLV, Syracuse. They have Clemson. Clemson in Notre Dame, at Notre Dame. Navy, Boston College, and then USC.
Yeah, they've got 3 games in which they might not be favored. This one, they're double-digit underdogs.
Clemson, they won't be favored.
Clemson and USC.
Probably Southern Cal, they won't be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, people at USC hate what you just said.
Do they? I always forget what the...
As a matter of fact...
They hate Southern Cal.
In the media guide, they have a blurb. Mm-hmm. It's not Southern Cal. It's like saying to people that are from San Francisco that they live in Frisco. People that live in San Francisco hate Frisco. People from USC hate Southern Cal.
Why?
I don't know.
So, what about SoCal?
Well, that's not really a name for a...
Yeah, they... Tim Tesselin, when he was there, used to say, you know, you can't say Southern Cal. Don't say Southern Cal.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know why, because that's what I remember like
the OJ days.
Beano Cook.
Back in the day. Yeah. Southern Cal.
But OJ.
You know, Beano, you remember Beano Cook, right?
Yeah.
So him and my dad, I don't know if he's still alive. Him and my dad were drinking buddies.
Really?
At a hotel in downtown Pittsburgh for years.
Yeah, he used to use the term Southern Cal.
Dad and Beano.
That's right. That's pretty good. Did you ever hang out with him?
Yeah. I met Beano once.
Nice.
Yeah. My dad spent a lot of time with Beano Cook. All right, coming up next, Michael's hanging out. Dodger Trace playing really well. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. And the Dodgers, they can do no wrong.
Beano Cook died in 2012.
Hail fellow, well met.
Yeah.
Great career. Of course, we'll get to last night's game, a win over the Mets, and then tonight, Jake DeGrom. Michael Thompson hanging out, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I will.